So today, we're going to be talking about CTE and how it affects not just football players in general, but any person that plays sports or has had multiple concussions to the point where they can get this disease. My name is JW Ford, and welcome to my podcast. So first, CTE is a progressive degenerative disease in the brain. It's commonly found in athletes, and it's put into two different groups, which is behavioral CTE and cognitive CTE. CTE, you can get it from too many concussions or subconcussive hits to the brain. And what a concussion is when you hit your head against either another person or like a wall or something, and you end up dislodging the brain from its cocoon in the skull. And it ends up damaging your brain, and it can give you anything from loss of memory, confusion, impaired judgment, Parkinson's, and it might even give you dementia. To subconcussive hits, which are when you still get hit in the head pretty hard, but your brain does not get dislodged from the cocoon in the skull, so it doesn't really have the same effects on the brain as it would you just getting a concussion. Now, sports where this is found common in a lot of players are obviously football. You know, you have all the hits to the head, running backs and all that. You have boxing because you're getting punched in the head, you know. Hockey. Hockey is a big one, even though a lot of people don't really think about hockey too often. You know, people, you're getting checked up against the boards and stuff like that, and it really just doesn't, you know, it's not the safest sport in the world. And soccer and rugby are other ones that really surprised me, considering how, you know, you don't really think about getting hit in those sports or, you know, using your head at all in those sports, really. But it still can get to you. The things it does to the brain. Now, CTE, the symptoms of it are the loss of memory, confusion, impaired judgment, Parkinson's, and dementia. Now, all those, I mean, you see them in some of the football players nowadays, like Jim McMahon from the Chicago Bears, or Junior Seau, and you can just really see how CTE just turns them into like a former shell of themselves, basically. You know, it seems like they can't even talk, they can't even remember any of the good times they had playing the sport, or even any of the or just, you know, times with their families and stuff. It's hard for them to remember all that. And it's pretty sad when you sit there and you listen to them speak and they just forget what they're talking about midway through a sentence. And this is because of an abnormal protein called tau protein, which builds up in the brain. It's what causes the rapid degeneration and the loss of memory and all that stuff. And tau protein also makes people with CTE very angry. They're more, you know, prone to violence, some would say. It also changes their personality, too. People with behavioral CTE, as I mentioned before, they have impulse control problems, mood swings, depression, aggression, anxiety, and suicidal tendencies. And in an article, it stated that 45% of people with CTE were verbally violent and 37% were physically violent. And those are alarming numbers considering the amount of people that can be walking around with this disease. You know, 300,000 football players is an insane amount just to be thinking. And if you do 45% of that, I mean, that's almost, it's over 100,000 people that are verbally violent, and it's got to be close to 90,000 people that are physically violent. That's an insane number of people that are violent for something that we can easily help them with by just talking to them, working them through therapy, and just, you know, trying to teach them that even though they may be different now, they're not as different as they may think that they are, even if they have this brain disease. You know, I mean, we need to help them out more than trying to bring them down or say it doesn't even exist, like how the NFL is doing. We need to help them. We need to give them more ways to speak out against the disease. We need to give them more ways to, you know, go to therapy and meet other people with the disease so they can find other ways of learning how to get their memory back. Like Jim McMahon, he plays card games every day. He does puzzles and stuff like that to get his memory back. And I'm sure guys, you know, like Junior Seau and other guys who have committed suicide from this, as terrible as it is, I wish they knew that they could have these, you know, these ways of getting their life back to even somewhat normal. Because even though it may never be completely normal, I think that they could get their lives back to at least somewhat normal again with, you know, with just the help of people. Thank you for coming to my podcast. And yeah, that's it. And they should work harder to lessen the stigma of CTE, of being this, you know, only, you know, you go out, you get the disease after all these concussions, and one, nobody helps you, and then two, all you're going to do is just become depressed and end up wanting to kill yourself because you're not the same person as you used to be, and you can't function as a normal human. And I think that sports, you know, particularly football, should be working more towards ending the stigma of CTE as this only suicidal and depression disease, because it's not. People can work past that. And I think that with this whole stigma around it, I think it's making parents less inclined to allow their kids, not only just football, but to play other sports in general, other contact sports in general, because they may not want to have their kids get hurt like this. Would you let your kid play a contact sport knowing the effects of CTE?
Yes, I will.
You would? Okay. Does CTE worry you as a parent?
Not at all. It does sometimes, but knowing that my child is a great kid at sports, I'm not worried about it.